Blog Talk Radio.
Fans, this is of course the host of SCW Radio, the owner and promoter of SCW Entertainment, none other than Sean Van. I want to welcome you all back after this two-week hiatus away from SCW Radio. The company's been very, very, very busy working to bring the SCW fans exactly what it is that they want, which is action, which means more shows, more events, and those are all coming your way. And we're going to talk about some of the upcoming SCW events here very shortly. But first, as we always do each and every week, let's go ahead and give out that guest call-in number for anybody out there who would like to call in and be a part of SCW Radio this week in our triumphant return, so to speak. So with that said, guys, if there's anybody out there that wants to call in here at our studio line and be on SCW Radio this week, that number is 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. So go ahead, get your phones ready to call in if that's indeed what you want to do. Also, at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment on our show page for this evening, you will see that the live chat is open as well. If anyone out there has any questions, comments, concerns, what have you, you can address us by calling the studio line, or you can address us right there on the live chat, and we'll take all questions, comments, whatever, right here on this week's episode of SCW Radio. Now, let's go ahead and jump into it. Like I said, it's been a two-week hiatus. So for those of you who did indeed miss the Afterburn event that took place back on the 2nd, 11 days ago, let's go ahead and talk about the results from that event. It was a topsy-turvy event from the warm-up, from the get-go. The beginning of the show, we would see the undisputed SCW heavyweight champion Tanner Stone with his manager Scott Pierce kicking off the event, coming to ringside, and basically advising that TJ needs a warm-up match against him, against GPA, the tag team champions, as a preparation for what Tanner Stone called TJ Boss's most important match of his life. So there you go, Tanner Stone using the stroke he has now as the heavyweight champion, mandating TJ Boss face GPA, our SCW Tag Team Champions, in a two-on-one handicap match before the main event were to take place. Now, speaking of matches, we go into the first match of the evening, and we would see Cat Daddy going one-on-one with Mr. Smith. Now, this match was originally slated to be Cat Daddy versus Anderson Strong in a non-title bout. However, Anderson Strong would not be medically cleared for this contest, and Mr. Smith was the replacement that Strong selected for this contest. Now, in this match, we would see Cat Daddy come out on top in a hellacious singles bout. Both of these guys definitely on that ladder up on the road to success here at SCW Entertainment. However, in this one, Cat Daddy getting the 1-2-3. And I got to tell you, getting in the internet champion Anderson Strong's face after the match, declaring that that title would soon be his property. So I got to tell you, I'm very interested to see where this is going to go between Cat Daddy and Anderson Strong. Also very interested to see what's going to be going down with Mr. Smith, who after his loss in this match, kind of for all intents and purposes, kind of lost it, demanded another opponent, and he got another opponent. Del Frito comes to the ring, and the second match of the evening is off and running, Mr. Smith versus Del Frito. Now, guys, I got to tell you, Mr. Smith definitely got out his frustrations and aggressions on Del Frito, defeating him in just a little over a minute, even going as far as pulling his knee pad down and ramming his knee at full speed directly into Del Frito's head. Now, guys, early reports are stating that Del Frito has a concussion. It's a very serious matter. We take things like that very seriously here at SCW Entertainment. And for the time being, until Del Frito is cleared to wrestle, we're going to be putting him on the shelf. You know, it's just something that we can't, not only can we not afford the lawsuits, we care about our competitors here. I know I do. So we're going to continue to monitor Del Frito until he is medically cleared to get back on the roster. Now, up next, the match that was slated to be GPA versus TJ Boss turned into what was originally a handicap match to a tag team match when TJ Boss found a tag team partner for this matchup. It would be TJ Boss and Dean Richards taking on the tag team champions GPA in a non-title confrontation. And I got to tell you, in my opinion, this was a fantastic tag team matchup. These two teams going out there, leaving it all in the ring, fantastic match. TJ Boss and Dean Richards getting the win at the end of this one. Now, Tanner Stone wasted no time. If you go back and you look at the match, it looks like GPA may have been targeting TJ Boss's head. Tanner Stone did the exact same thing, attacking TJ from behind to begin the main event. And there we go, on to the main event of the evening. Tanner Stone defending his undisputed SCW Heavyweight Championship against TJ Boss in a match where if TJ Boss were to lose, he would be fired from SCW Entertainment. And Tanner Stone finished the job that GPA started, working the head of TJ Boss. So much, in fact, after several curb stomps, elbows to the head, fist to the head, the referee was forced to stop the match. Tanner Stone wins the match via technical knockout, retains the SCW Heavyweight Championship, and it was my burden slash honor to be the man to finally fire TJ Boss from SCW Entertainment. And, you know, I try not to get too personal on this radio show. It's always been something I tried to remain as impartial as possible, but I will say this, TJ, how's that CCW working out for you, buddy? And that's all I'll say about that. We'll move right along. Now, guys, given the fact that TJ Boss couldn't get the job done three times now against Tanner Stone, and the fact that he is now fired from this company, we placed a poll on our Facebook account asking you, the fans, who do you think can stop Tanner Stone, end his reign as champion? Your selections were Cat Daddy, Aaron McClure, Mr. Smith, Dean Richards, Dr. Carl Hager, Anderson Strong, Ben Wright, Sean Storm, and the Professor Murdoch. And thus far, in an overwhelming 47% of the votes, you, the fans, say the lone wolf Dean Richards is the man who can take Tanner Stone's heavyweight championship and end his reign on top. Now, will that happen? That definitely remains to be seen. However, I got to tell you, an individual like Dean Richards, he's got a lot of passion for not just SCW Entertainment, but the professional wrestling business as a whole. So, nothing against Dean Richards, but I got to tell you, Tanner Stone is on one hell of a roll right now, so it's going to be very difficult to stop him and take those championship belts away from him. Now, let's talk about the future. What's coming up here at SCW Entertainment? Those names that we mentioned in that poll, any one of those men could in fact, be a participant in the Ace in the Hole ladder match this year. Now, let's talk about the history of the Ace in the Hole ladder match. We look back years ago when Brian Thrill won the Ace in the Hole contract. He would later sign that contract over to Scotty Claymore, who would then successfully cash in on James Hall to become heavyweight champion. You look at the year after that when yours truly, Sean Van himself, would win the Ace in the Hole contract and successfully cash in to be the champion. You look the year after that, Aaron McClure, the Intimidation Factor, who would secure that contract and the heavyweight championship, and of course more recently, Sean Storm doing the exact same thing, winning Ace in the Hole and winning the SCW Heavyweight Championship. This Ace in the Hole contract is as good as gold. It's every single time it's been cashed in, the Ace in the Hole contract holder has become the SCW Heavyweight Champion, and those are statistics that you just can't argue against. So who will be in the Ace in the Hole ladder match this year? Well, that is going to be decided at Ace in the Hole. Now, I don't want to get anyone excited because no matches have been signed as official just yet. However, I can tell you that at the Ace in the Hole event, four matches will be going down that are qualifying matches for the main event in that four-man ladder match for the Ace in the Hole contract. So let's talk about the specifics of Ace in the Hole, the event this year, guys. It is Saturday, May 30th, 7 o'clock p.m. We are going back to Triangle Daycare at 30 Boundary Street Extension in Newberry, South Carolina. That's right, guys. We're coming back to Newberry, back by popular demand. You all wanted us back. We are coming back. Now, the question is, who will win a guaranteed shot at the SCW Heavyweight Championship anytime they see fit in that four-man ladder match main event. Now, guys, tickets for the event are $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 through 12 years of age, and absolutely free for kids 5 and under. It's going to be a fantastic event, like I said, going back to the Triangle Daycare Gym right there in Newberry, South Carolina, 30 Boundary Street Extension in Newberry, South Carolina, to be a little bit more specific. Like I said, no qualifying matches have been made official quite yet. However, what we do know right now is those four qualifier matches will be going down, and the winner of those four qualifying matches will go on to the main event in that four-man ladder match to secure the ace in the hole contract. And I got to tell you, you know, like we spoke about earlier, it really is as good as gold. Anybody who has ever won that championship, myself included, I can speak from experience, has went on to become the SCW Heavyweight Champion. So in a lot of ways, winning the ace in the hole contract is just as good as saying you're the SCW Heavyweight Champion. That is, his statistics and history reign supreme. So who will it be this year? You know, a lot of people are wondering, and I think a lot of that goes back to the poll that we did put up. Those individuals that are listed, and I speak of your Cat Daddies. You got to think about Cat Daddy. Here's a guy who is definitely on the way up here at SCW Entertainment, has his sights set on Internet Championship, but you got to believe if he could get his hands on that heavyweight championship, just a match for that title, he's definitely going to take it. Also, the current ex-champion, Aaron McClure, the Intimidation Factor himself, a former ace in the hole winner, a former heavyweight champion in his own right, and as we've seen here at SCW Entertainment, it's an almost unstoppable force is Aaron McClure. You look at someone like Mr. Smith, who is another guy who's definitely on the way up, climbing that ladder of success here at SCW Entertainment. He's a guy who is literally letting his emotions control him here recently, and whether that's for the betterment of Mr. Smith or to his detraction, maybe, we'll see. However, Mr. Smith is a guy who literally lets his emotions rule him, and he is climbing that ladder of success here at SCW Entertainment. Also, the Lone Wolf Dean Richards, a guy who you, the fans, voted with 47% confidence to be the next SCW Heavyweight Champion. Could he win Ace in the Hole? Could that be his catapult to the top? I think a lot of people feel like Dean Richards is overdue a shot at the Heavyweight Championship, and he could very well get that if he leaves as Mr. Ace in the Hole. Also, one half of GPA, Dr. Carl Hager, a guy who is a current tag team champion, a former ex-champion, could he be overdue for a shot at the SCW Heavyweight Championship? We'll find that out very soon as well. Him and his partner, the Professor Murdoch, both dominating the tag team scene here, could want to be looking for singles glory, and that goes to the Professor Murdoch as well. Here's a guy who graduated from SCW's XGR camp a couple of years back and has done nothing but impress, a former ex-champion, a current tag team champion. This guy also on fire here at SCW Entertainment. Also, you got to take into consideration Sean Storm, a man who has done basically everything there is to do here at this company, despite his small stature, despite the people who may feel like he's not a contender, a challenger. He has proven that not to be the case each and every time. This guy is a challenger. Would he challenge Tanner Stone for the title? That's really up to him. However, you can't discredit him as a contender. Also, a newcomer to SCW Entertainment, not a newcomer to the wrestling business, Ben Wright, who has been, as I understand it, kicking ass at APW Boiling Springs, recently brought his brand of intensity here to SCW Entertainment, almost defeating Aaron McClure, that huge 400-pound man at Blaze of Glory, in one hell of a contest. Here's a guy who has literally busted down the doors of SCW Entertainment and has come to, in his own words, take this show over. The best way for him to do that would be to win Ace in the Hole and become the heavyweight champion. Can he do it? Hey, only time will tell. And also, the current SCW Internet champion, Anderson Strong, it's hard to deny a 6'8" giant. And I got to tell you, with this guy on the prowl, you never know. I'm sure he would love to be the Internet and heavyweight champion simultaneously. So there you go, guys. All those names, all those contenders that currently compete here at SCW Entertainment, I got to tell you, we have a stacked roster here at this company, and it's so chock full of talent, you wouldn't even believe it. Now, really quickly, guys, I think we're going to go ahead and do some social media stuff, just in case you aren't following SCW Entertainment all over social media and the World Wide Web. Let's make sure you do that. All right, guys. As always, you can find us at our official website at scwentertainment.com. Of course, you can find us by searching SCW Entertainment on Facebook or direct link facebook.com/SCWEntertainment09. We're at Twitter at SCW Greenwood, also on youtube.com/SCWEntertainment. Each and every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., you can find us right here at blogtalkradio.com/SCWEntertainment for SCW Radio. And, of course, guys, instagram.com/SCWEntertainment. We're there. Exclusive pictures, some of which only go to Instagram, so check us out there as well, guys. Of course, we're on Tumblr at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And as always, you can search the keywords SCW Entertainment, and you will find us on other various websites such as Spreadshirt, where a lot of SCW Entertainment shirts are available. You can find us at spreaker.com/SCW Entertainment, or just search SCW Entertainment. That is where we've had some other radio broadcasts, live radio broadcasts the day of the event, which we still do from time to time. You can find us at Pinterest, Reddit, Google+, SoundCloud, and so much more, guys. I always say it, it's very interesting to just go to your Google search engine and type in SCW Entertainment, because I'm telling you, we are absolutely everywhere. So with that said, guys, also I want everyone out there, speaking of social media, this image is floating around all our social media accounts, and that is the Ace in the Hole flyer featuring Cat Daddy, with all the pertinent information for the event floating around there. Great design. I just wanted to throw that out. Cat Daddy, another guy like we've been talking about, a lot of young, fresh talent that have been busting their asses here, and they are ready to take that next step. And quite frankly, I'm ready to see that. I love initiative taken from the guys that have been here, that have been giving great performances, have been busting their asses, and now they're ready to become top stars. I love seeing things like that. It makes me happy to be the owner and promoter of this company. It makes me excited to see the future being so bright here at this company. Because, you know, there's only so many more matches guys like me and some of the originals in this company can have before it's time to slow it down. I know I've done it. I know there are other individuals on this roster, past and present, who have done it. And it's time for the future to step up. Those Dean Richards, those Cat Daddies, those Mr. Smith, those Professor Murdochs and Dr. Carl Hagers and guys like that. It's time for those guys to step up. And I truly believe that SCW in 2015 is going to be the breeding grounds for that next generation, so to speak. And speaking of next generations, guys, I also want you to check out SCW Entertainment School of Wrestling right there on Facebook. We have a class of trainees right now that I have an immense ton of confidence in. We have some guys that are coming out that they either have the look, or they have the ability, or they have the mind for this business, or even some of them who are the total package. So keep your eyes open, guys. There are a lot of individuals that are coming through this new XGR camp, so to speak, that are going to be the generation after we're talking about right here. So SCW's got a very bright future ahead of us. I can say that with total confidence in the talent department. You've heard it said before in pro wrestling, the talent is your only natural resource. So we got to keep these guys ready, and I think we're doing a damn good job of it, if I do say so myself. Once again, that's SCW Entertainment School of Wrestling on Facebook. If you're interested in becoming a professional wrestler, a referee, an announcer, a manager, if you want to be a part of this business, that is a fantastic way to do so, I think. So there you go, guys. The door is open. Send us a message on that page. We'll take care of that also. At scwentertainment.com. Under the Contact Us tab, you can send us a message there as well if you're interested in becoming a wrestler or being involved in this business in some shape, way, form, or fashion. I think SCW Entertainment is a great door to break into the business in, so to speak. Now, with that said, guys, you know, we've went over a whole lot of information on this episode of SCW Radio. I think we've got a lot of stuff covered. And one more time, I do want to talk about it, because you got to think, guys, we are literally 2.5 weeks away from a annual tradition, as it's become now. Ace in the Hole, guys, 2015, Saturday, May 30th, 7 o'clock p.m. Those doors are going to open at 6:30 p.m., by the way. Bell time, 7 o'clock p.m. We're going to be back at Triangle Daycare's gym at 30 Boundary Street Extension in Newberry, South Carolina, For those of you with GPSs, that's 29108. The annual event, it's become another popular event here at SCW Entertainment. A main event of four men in a ladder match vying for a contract that guarantees them a shot at the SCW Heavyweight Championship, any place, any time, that being the ace in the hole contract. Those four men will do battle in matches earlier in the card to secure a spot to qualify for the ace in the hole ladder match. All this and much more is going to be going down at the Ace in the Hole event. And as I said earlier, tickets only $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 through 12 years of age. And if you're 5 and under, bring those kids out. They get in absolutely free, guys. So one more time, you know, like I said, just want to make sure everyone gets that pertinent information as it relates to Ace in the Hole. It's a fantastic event. It's an event that has been going on in this company since 2013, I believe, was the first actual Ace in the Hole event, or excuse me, 2012. And even before that, the Ace in the Hole match, being a part of SCW way before that, going into 2011, and some could argue even before, even though it wasn't referred to as the Ace in the Hole. So it's a rich tradition here, and it's the man who wins the contract has always been successful in doing just that, in cashing in at the most opportune moment, whether it be the champion's weakest moment, whether it be completely by shock and awe and surprise. The ace in the hole contract holder has always gone on to hold gold. The question is, who will be the ace in the hole contract holder in 2015? And, you know, it's always very exciting when this event comes around and the events that follow, because there's always that possibility that the ace in the hole contract holder could slither in at any moment and challenge the champion for his title. Champion has no option. He has to face that challenger. So, you know, I hate to beat a dead horse, but this event really excites me. As a former Ace in the Hole winner myself, it's very exciting. Now, with that said, guys, I do seem to have a caller calling in, so we're going to take that call here in just 1 second. But I do want to go ahead and give out the guest caller number one more time, as we've only got about 7 minutes left in the broadcast. However, that number, if you do want to call in and be a part of the radio show this week, is 713-955-0804. And also, guys, in the closing moments of the show, if you want to come to SCW's our Blog Talk Radio page, once again, that's blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment, and find this week's event on there. The chat is open there as well if you'd prefer to do that. Now, like I said, I do have one caller here in the queue, and if I'm not mistaken, we are being joined now by an SCW super fan, as he calls himself. I believe we're now being joined by Chris Weidman. Is that you?
Yeah, this is me.
All right, Chris Weidman, you've called in this week. Is there anything you have to say about the upcoming Ace in the Hole event, or is there something on your mind you want to get off your chest?
Well, I got a few things that I have to get off my chest. One, I feel bad for TJ, and I hope somebody put Task on and put him in his place, because him and Scott Pierce are nothing but bullies.
Well, you know, I really don't see how you have any feelings of feeling bad about TJ. I mean, point blank period, the man signed a contract stating that if he lost the match, he would be fired from this company. It was a stipulation he agreed to in advance. And I think he, as a grown man, he knew what he was getting himself into. And I think that hindsight is 20/20. And if he knew now, you know, then maybe things would be a little bit different. But I don't see how you feel sorry for him.
Well, guess what? People that have been taken advantage of and been screwed. Look at Will McBride, Sky Claymore. Where are they at?
That's a good question. Where are they at?
Tara Stone, he was running roughshod and disappearing people left and right in this company.
Well, you know, that is a sign of a dominant champion. You know, you have to admit it. No matter how you feel about Tanner Stone, you have to, at the end of the day, admit that a dominant champion not only defeats his competition, he not only outlasts his competition, he causes his competition to go elsewhere. You're talking about a guy who has retired Jackson Jennings, who has retired Reverend Revis, who has retired Brian White, who has now retired TJ Boss, at least in the eyes of SCW Entertainment. It's hard to argue with success.
Yeah. And you know you got Scott Pierce, when he was calling me wide, Brett. Well, look, you Scott Pierce, you look like Alfred Hitchcock when you was a teenager with them 1959 glasses. You carry that stick around. You know you need to do that stick? Shove it where it don't shine.
Well, you know, Scott Pierce, here's a guy who has been with this company for 4 years now. And, you know, I think, honestly, Scott kind of got tired of being the guy that ways was taken for granted. And you know, I almost can't, at this point, I almost can't blame him. You know I said a lot of things back in December going forth up until Blaze of Glory. I said a lot of things about Scott Pierce. I said a lot of things about Tanner Stone. But in retrospect, seeing how TJ Boss wanted to do business versus the way Tanner Stone truly wanted to do business, even though it wasn't coming across that way, I've had a change of heart. And like I said, I try to remain impartial on this radio show, but as it relates to TJ Boss, that is very hard for me to do. You got a guy in TJ who literally thought the grass was greener on the other side until he found out it was fertilized with bullshit. So I don't feel bad for TJ Boss. I think that he made a decision. He made a bad decision. And now he's go ahead.
Can I ask you something? You need to talk about Antonio Smith. You know, he's been having such a temper tantrum lately. You know what you need to do about him? You need to put him in a straitjacket match and see how he takes it. Because he's been whining his way, been tantruming his way to get what he wants, and he can't do that. He got to earn it just like everybody else. He can't be crying. He can't be throwing a fit like a two-year-old baby like he is. Just like the last show, he wanted another match. He got it. He lost.
Well, you know, you look at a guy like Mr. Smith. He's also a guy who's been here for 6 years now. If you look at a guy like Mr. Smith, he's been here for 6 years. He's always been grabbing at that quote brass ring, and it seems like he always bumps his head into that glass ceiling. So, if Mr. Smith feels like this is the way he's got to go to grab a hold of that brass ring, to break through that glass ceiling, then I say go for it. Now, granted, he did put Del Frito out of action, and I'm not going to sit here and condone, as the owner and promoter of this company, his actions. That's another competitor off this roster. We don't need that. However, he made an impact, and you really can't take that away from Mr. Smith. He's making an impact here, whether it be negative or positive. You know, it's like they say, even bad publicity is good publicity.
Right. Even if Antonio Smith and Mr. Smith, you want to call him, if he keeps hitting that chair on that rainbow, if he breaks one of the rainbows, then it's coming out of his money. It's coming out of his pocket. He got to take responsibility.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. You're right about that. Any property Antonio Smith breaks comes out of his paycheck at the end of the night. That's absolutely fact.
Right.
However, I will say this. It seems like you've got some issues with as it relates to Tanner Stone, Scott Pierce, and even Mr. Smith. So, being the impartial individual that I am, I'll allow you a little bit more time here if you have anything else you need to say before we start wrapping this up. I guess this will be your closing thoughts. So, go ahead.
Well, my closing thoughts to them three stooges out there, Stone, Pierce, and Smith. And if you feel bad, if you can't get your way, you want to blame other people and you want to blame me, blame yourself. Because all you're doing, Mr. Antonio Smith, is failing and failing. And you, Scott Pierce, you just cheating and bullying people and getting what Tanner Stone wants, and you helping them get away with robbery and murder. That's what all you're doing, Scott Pierce. Because Tanner Stone, he don't deserve that belt.
All right, guys, well, that's one man's opinion you've heard right here, SCW fan Chris Weidman. Now, with that said, one more time, let's go ahead and talk about it because it is a big event. It is something that I think if you call yourself an SCW fan, you should be at this event. It's going to be one hell of an event. Saturday, May 30th, doors open at 6:30 p.m., bell time, 7 o'clock p.m. It is SCW Entertainment's Ace in the Hole 2015. We're going to be out at Triangle Daycare's gym at 30 Boundary Street Extension in Newberry, South Carolina, 29108. Tickets only $8 for adults, $5 for kids 6 through 12 years of age, and absolutely free for children 5 and under. It is the one night a year where you can see the ace in the hole ladder match. This year, 4 men will compete in that ladder match main event for the ace in the hole contract. And what does that contract get you? A guaranteed shot at the SCW Heavyweight Championship anytime you see fit in the next 12 months. Also, keep in mind, the 4 men that are in that match will be qualifying in matches earlier in the card. All this and so much more going down to the ace in the hole, matches, qualifiers, things of this nature to be announced in the coming weeks here on SCW social media and, of course, right here on SCW radio. So, with that said, guys, I'm going to go ahead and begin the sign-off process here. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank everyone for being a part of this week's SCW radio broadcast, whether you called in, whether you're in the chat, whether you just listened. We appreciate that. And, guys, the hiatus is over. Like I said, we took a little two-week hiatus before this on SCW radio. We're going back to weekly shows every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. So with that said, we will be back next Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. for another edition of SCW Radio. And until then, I'm your host, the owner and promoter of SCW Entertainment, Sean Van, signing off.